into this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
WRCQ, the Golden 91Q, the Young Rascals, and I've Been Lonely Too Long, Baby. Hey, stay tuned, because it's not going to be long before we play those oldies but goodies.
In the beginning, there was beauty and drama and romance and laughter. And when they were brought together, they became the start of the most exciting dance series ever produced in Hartford. The Hartford Ballet begins its new season Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Bushnell Auditorium, with a program of four very different dance pieces. There's Songs of a Wayfarer, an intense drama. There's a love duet. There's a funny spoof on 19th century high society. And there's Balanchine's Allegro Brillante, the masterpiece you expect from ballet. It's a program for those who know the wide variety of good ballet, and a program for those who've never been to the ballet before. If you've never seen ballet, start at the beginning. The beginning of the Hartford Ballet presents, with a program of four exciting dance pieces Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th at 8 p.m. at the Bushnell Auditorium. Tickets may be obtained at the Bushnell box office, all outlets, or by calling the Bushnell at 246-6807.
Year-end closeout sale this week at the Price Maker, New Britain Chrysler Plymouth, downtown New Britain. You'll save anywhere from $300 on a new 77 Plymouth Arrow to $1,100 on a 77 Chrysler LeBaron or Cordoba. New Britain Chrysler Plymouth has a few 77 demo cars at extra incredible Price Maker closeout sale savings. You get the Price Maker sale price plus customer satisfaction guaranteed service. A combination that makes for happy motoring. New Britain Chrysler Plymouth has a long list of service-satisfied customers, and they'll be happy to give you the name of the service-satisfied customer living nearest you. There are approximately 80 new 77 cars in stock. Right now, Cordobas, LeBarons, Furies, Velaris, and Arrows. A great selection, almost sure to include the car you want. But hurry, it's first come, first serve, while they last. Savings up to $1,100. The year-end closeout sale at the Price Maker, New Britain Chrysler Plymouth, 225 Columbus Boulevard, downtown New Britain.
It's just taken me an hour to balance my checkbook. And the reason's right here in my United Bank statement. I'm earning interest on my checking account. And I forgot to add it to my balance. That's right. I earn 5% on my United Bank Now checking. And with a minimum balance of $500, I pay no service charges. My interest adds up to more than $2 a month, at least 25 bucks a year. And that beats free checking any day. United Bank makes you feel like a million. Now.
To be all alone.
91Q. You know, I like that record from the first time I heard it on a commercial for the movie. I really don't know how the movie's doing. I didn't see it, but I do know the record's doing great there. Debbie Boone from the Boone family with Pat Boone and all. And You My Life, the theme from the movie. Nice song right here on the Q, destined for gold, no doubt. And here's Gold from John Denver back in 1971.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Oops, I mean WRCQ, the Golden 91Q with gold there. I'll tell you, that's John Denver from 1971, 6 years ago. And while we're back in that neck of the time zone, let's go back to 69 now and do some Steppenwolf.
She asked me, maybe I could share a sorrow for all the men that tried to treat her wrong. Though just a baby awaiting her tomorrow. Don't know where we come from. Don't know where we're going.
cue and rock me baby all night long. 17 away from 7 o'clock with Greg Adams and you and
those oldies but beauties,
which are coming to Hartford. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Richard Nader's original rock and roll show coming on October 13th to the Civic Center in Hartford. Now, here's this hour's oldies quiz question on the cue. Which of the show's performers recorded which of these two hits? We need two correct answers. And the two choices this hour are There Goes My Baby and Wooden Heart. Now remember, this is a two-part answer we're after. Which artist and which song? And if you think you know, I'm going to take caller number 6 right now. It's 677-8711 or 1-800-842-9557. Caller number 6. Good luck. I hope you're a winner.
Just as we had started to climb together, looking up, I said, hey, look, maybe I could see you tonight. And she said, never. I thought I was out of luck. But 10 seconds later, somehow we got stuck in that elevator. Heaven on the 7th floor. Heaven on the 7th floor. I'm gonna tell you, well, I've never been so high before. So don't you rescue me. Never set me free. Girl, oh, I said, oh yeah. Looks like we could be here all night together. Was it fun? She said, you'd better have us out in 5 minutes time. Whatever. Please could you make it 10? Have to the operator. I'm having so much fun in this house. Seven on the 7th floor. Seven on the 7th floor.
Q, Heaven on the 7th Floor. There we go with Paul Nicholas on the Golden Q. And also on the phone is Beverly Murphy. Hello, Beverly.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Nice day in Newington on Cheney Lane today, except for the fact that it's raining and the Red Sox lost, right?
That's right.
Listen, Bev, I'm going to repeat the question that I asked just a few minutes ago, and that's which of the show's performers at the Great Rock and Roll Show recorded either There Goes My Baby or Wooden Heart. Now, one of them, as you know, is done by an artist who's going to appear at Richard Nader's original rock and roll show on October 13th. Should be a good show down at the Hartford Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
And if you tell me the correct song and the correct artist, both correct answers, you will win a pair of tickets to see the show. You feeling lucky?
Yeah, I think so.
And I hope you're lucky, because if you win now, you'll qualify for our grand prize, which if you win will be the WRCQ rock and roll bus coming to pick up you and 39 of your dearest and most cherished close friends, and they're all going to see the show, compliments of 91Q and you. So, what is your answer to this hour's question there, Beverly Murphy of Newington?
There Goes My Baby by the Drifters.
All right.
All right.
Golden 91Q.
That's good news, because you and a friend are on your way to see the show at the Hartford Civic Center, and you're eligible for the drawing for the grand prize. Good luck on that, Beth.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. On the Golden Q, 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock, we've had a winner for the rock and roll show, and here's Silverado.
I'm coming back, but the highway's long. I've seen a lot, I've been right and wrong. I'm hoping summer night, I lay down my head. Better leave it all behind, like the good book said. I'm pulling a feeling inside.
WRCQ, the Golden 91Q, Silverado there on the highway home, taking it all in stride as a brand new album on RCA for the group, and I think it's going to be a big album regionally and locally, if not nationally. Of course, they have a good single coming out. We'll be playing that next hour, I promise. And we're on the air tonight until 8 o'clock when Gil Andrews gets here. A little promo for Gil. I promised him I'd do that. And Beverly Murphy, congratulations. I know you're out there on Cheney Lane in Newington celebrating because you and a friend are going to the Rock and Roll Show, courtesy of 91Q. And I'm quite sure Gil has got some more tickets to give away, or at least more tickets he's going to try to give away. And one more quick announcement before we do some more music to head us toward news time, and that's because of the weather today. Connecticut Dragway called off their races this weekend, rescheduled them for next weekend, and if you had tickets for this weekend, use them next weekend. Enjoy yourself then, when it's not raining. 1963 Gold Garnet Mims. Don't you know?
I do. So take the pain and the heartache too.
Q, total information news, 5 minutes sooner. I'm Dave DeRozier. The guerrillas who hijacked a Japan Airlines plane and took its passengers and crew hostage 5 days ago are flying over the Mideast with $6 million ransom money, 36 hostages, and no place to land. After releasing most of their hostages, the hijackers took off from Dhaka, Bangladesh today with the crew and remaining passengers, reportedly headed for Kuwait. But the terrorists found no welcome in Kuwait, where airport runways were blocked with armored vehicles. Japan Airlines officials say the plane then headed for Beirut, but there's no word from Lebanese authorities on whether they would allow the plane to land there. Then the hijackers decided to continue circling over Kuwait, still demanding permission to land there. 91Q News Time, 6:55.
We do more than the other. We do the most for you.
M&E Ford and Meriden, your country city dealer. You think car buyers are tough when it comes to price? Truck buyers are even tougher. M&E has grown to be one of the largest volume Ford truck dealers in Connecticut. That's price. Sure it is. M&E offers you the lower price because they can. Less overhead, so your dollars buy more car.
We do more than the
country courtesy combined with city efficiency. At M&E Ford and Meriden, they're friendly like country folks. And yet you'll see all the new Fords on display just like downtown, plus a great selection of quality used cars. Take Route 91 South, take Exit 17, and then left over the highway on East Main Street. Be smart, drive a little, save a lot.
We do more than the others do. We do the most for you.
The country city dealer, M&E Ford, 1179 East Main Street in Meriden.
Federal authorities are investigating the fatal crash of a single-engine plane in Washington's Cascade Mountains yesterday. Six members of a California family and the pilot of the chartered craft were killed when the plane sheared off treetops and plunged to the ground en route to a fishing trip in British Columbia. Authorities say the crash occurred in good weather. Dock worker strike along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts is in its second day. The absence of any scheduled negotiations today supported earlier fears that the walkout could last a long time. 50,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are striking against container ship operations in 30 ports from Maine to Texas. Authorities say a suspicious explosion at an unoccupied car dealer's today destroyed about 15 automobiles and an untold amount of property in Westport. Firemen responded to the explosion this afternoon after a policeman spotted smoke and fire at Riverside Motors, a Plymouth Chrysler dealer in Westport. No injuries were reported. New figures show estimates of a projected state budget shortfall have dropped sharply, indicating Governor Grasso may not be forced to ask for higher taxes next year. This spring, the governor said the state faced a potential $148 million cash shortage for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 1978. She said because of the shortfall, new taxes were a virtual certainty next year.
White House sources confirm reports that President Carter is planning to ask Congress to boost spending for public radio and television by more than $1 billion. Such action would fulfill one of Carter's campaign promises. Pat Lee booted a 32-yard field goal with 23 seconds left to play to give the New York Jets and new coach Walt Michaels their first victory, a 30-27 upset over the New England Patriots today. Leahy's winning kick came six plays after Mike Haynes fumbled a punt at the Pats 29, and about a minute after the Patriots had rallied to tie the game on a 23-yard touchdown pass from Steve Grogan to Darrell Stingley. Earlier, Richard Todd hit two touchdown passes, ran for one score, and defensive back Greg Buttle scored in a 44-yard interception return. The Patriots, who lost by an identical score to Cleveland last Monday night, got a 100-yard kickoff return from rookie Raymond Claiborne, an 8-yard TD run by Don Calhoun, and a pair of field goals from John Smith. But the final, once again, an upset, the Jets 30-27 over the Patriots. Scott Hunter threw up one touchdown, and backup quarterback Kim McQuilkin threw an 8-yard scoring pass late in the final period to help the Atlanta Falcons today to a 17-3 win over the New York Giants. Greater Hartford weather, variable cloudiness with a chance of a few